This one's off the My Legendary Girlfriend single, Is This House?
Thank you. Is this house?
The radio sessions now, and this piece is titled Live On, and it was recorded for Radio 1 for the Mark Goodyear show, presumably back when he was doing the evening session, I think around about 92, this one.
I woke up in the morning, I was still alive. The mirror said I'm 55 years old. If I don't look his way, I'm gonna do okay. We'll last another day without your love. Yeah, I can last another day without your love. Oh, but no one lives a love for more than half a year. That's what a friend of mine once said to me. Oh yeah, there's more things in the world than holding hands and kissing girls. You gotta last another day without your love. Mama, 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 last another day without your love. Mama, 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 last another day without your love. Oh, but I dreamt of you last night. When the world's been into two, I tried to listen to some records, but they're all singing about you. I can live on never knowing where my soul is going when I die. I got another day without your love. No, 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 no. I got another day without your love. No, 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 no. I got another day without your love.
All right. Oh,
all my thoughts on something stupid. A little less than the day, but actual love.
Concerts, you have to rely on a certain number of pubs, which are usually quite small and not very good, or you have to get to the colleges and universities, and the colleges and universities often make you think that you've been done a great favour if they let you play there.
Well, you've seen where we rehearse. It's a garage. We are a garage band from whatever. But we're gonna have to move out of there, and I suppose go and find a room on West Street or somewhere like that.
But there aren't very many rooms. They're quite hard to get, and they seem to pick rooms that they could never use for anything else. Things that have fallen to pieces, and just stick bands in because they think bands can put up with anything, and it didn't really matter if they get electrocuted and die, because they're all social security scoundrels anyway. I don't think we'd ever go and live in London, because
No. The
place that you live has a big effect on you, and Sheffield is such a beautiful place. It's beautiful.
Kicked him.
Later she was sick because she drank too much cider. Caroline was drunk as well. She was pretending that she was married to a tall boy in glasses. And she had to wear a polo neck 3 days afterwards to cover up the love bite on her neck. Going past the markets. Outside is a man who spends all day forcing transit pens into people's hands and then trying to make them pay for them. She used to work in a pet shop there. She got sacked for talking to boys when she was supposed to be working. She wasn't too bothered though, she hated the smell of the rabbits anyway. Maybe this bus won't stop, she thinks. And I'll stay on it until I'm old enough to go into pubs on my own. And it'll drive me to a town where people with black hair are treated specially. And I can make lots of money from charging fat old men £5 a time to look at my skirt. And they'll be queuing up to take me out to dinner. I suppose you think she's just a silly girl with stupid ideas, but I remember in those days. They talk about people with a fire within and all that stuff, well, she had that all right. It's just that nobody dared to jump into her fire and risk being consumed. Instead they put her in a corner and let her heat up the room, warming their hands and back sides in front of her, and then swagging her off round town. No one ever really got inside Susan. And she always ended up getting off the bus at the terminus and then walking home.
Inside Susan from A Story in Three Songs, following Susan from her Rotherham puberty through wild teen years in Sheffield to her eventual marriage and settling down somewhere on the outskirts of London. This next song is from September 1983, 7-inch single, and apparently this was the outcome of their manager persuading Jarvis to try and write more uplifting songs like Wham. I mean, it's no Club Tropicana, but let's give it a go.
When I asked you, said you'd cry. I wanted to be See, that's Pulp, their new single on Red Rhino Records. Everybody's problem the name of it.
Oh,
Always Evil, which came out as a kind of white label promo and then as a B-side. It was kind of the start of the Chocolate Layers, really, and more of them in just a bit. But right now, back to the mid-80s, really, with this. This one's Tunnel.
Liquid. 600 miles an hour into brilliant white light. There's a brass band playing somewhere. This nurse leads you to piping phone back. Roll over onto your back and wait for the talco. But what's that smell? Pull back the light, crisp linen sheets. I find a shirt they wear on the 2 hours before. The beggars are sideways. No, 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 no.
I saw you in some teenage wet dream. Teenage wet dream.
flung. This is the eye of the storm. It's what men in stained raincoats pay for. But in here it's pure, yeah. This is the end of the line. I've seen this storyline played out so many times before. Oh, that goes in there, and that goes in there.
Stockhausen and Walkman remix of This Is Hardcore. This next that I'm going to play is, well, there's no way I couldn't have played this, but if you're listening to this program, you are probably a fan of Pulp and you will know this song very well. So this is Sheffield Sex City.
Shales Mall. Room Well. Ecclesall, Woodhouse.
I was only about 11 when this happened. We were living in a big block of flats with a centre courtyard. All the bedroom windows in the building opened onto this court. And sometimes, in the middle of the night, in that building, it sounded like a massive organ. I may have been only 11, but no one had to tell me what all that moaning and yelling was about. I'd lie there mesmerised, listening to the first couple. Invariably, they'd wake up other couples. I'd like some kind of chain reaction. Within minutes, the whole building was fucking. I mean, have you ever heard other people fucking, really enjoying it? It's a marvellous sound. Not like in the movies, but when it's real. It's such a happy, exciting sound.
City is a woman, bigger than any other. Oh, sophisticated lady, yeah, I wanna be your lover, not your brother, your mother, yeah.
The sun rose from behind the gasometers at 6:30 a.m. Crept through the gap in your curtains and caressed your bare feet, poking from beneath the floral sheets. I watched him flaking bits of varnish from your nails, trying to work his way up under the sheets. Jesus, even the sun's on heat today. The whole city getting stiff in the building heat.
I just want to make contact with you. Oh, that's all I want to do. I just want to make contact with you. Oh, that's all I want to do. Trying hard to meet her, but the fares went up at 7. She's somewhere in the city, somewhere watching television, watching people being stupid, doing things she can't believe in. Love won't last till next installment, 10 o'clock on Tuesday evening. And the world is going on outside, the night is gaping open wide. The wardrobe and the chest of drawers are telling her to go outdoors. He should have been here by this time, they said that he'd be here by now. A guy is such a prick sometimes, I don't know why he'd bother really. Oh babe, oh I'm sorry, but I just had to make love to every crack in the pavement in the shop, no way to the rain that reflected your face.
shadows walking into lampposts. Why is it so hot?
Peace garden!
The air coming to the boil. Rubbing up against walls and lampposts, trying to get rid of it. Old women clack their tongs in the shade of crumbling concrete bus shelters. Dogs doing it in central reservations and causing multiple pileups in the centre of town. I didn't want to go in the first place, but I've been sentenced to 3 years in the housing benefit waiting room. I must have lost your number in the all-night garage, and now I'm wandering up and down your street calling your name in the rain, whilst my shoes turn to sodden cardboard. Where are you? 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 Where are you?
Where are you? All I wanna do. I'm still trying hard to meet you, but it doesn't look like happening, cause the city's out to get me, and I won't sleep with her this evening. Though her buildings are impressive, and her cul-de-sac's amazing, she's had too many lovers, and I know you're out there waiting. And now she's getting into bed, he's had his chance, now it's too late. The carpet's feeling for her soul, the darkness wants to eat a hole. Tonight must be the night it ends, tomorrow she will call her friend, and go out on her own somewhere. Who needs to shit anyway? Listen, I want the streets, the whole night trance. Trying to figure your same words and messages on walls. Tell me, how will it see the stretch of your face in my eyes?
We finally made it. On a hilltop at 4 a.m. The whole city is your jewelry box. A million twinkling yellow street lights. Reach out and take what you want. You can have it all. Jeez, it took a long time. I didn't think we were gonna make it. It's so bad during the day, but now snug and warm under an eiderdown sky. Everyone on Park Hill came in unison at 4:13 a.m. and the whole block fell down. A tobacconist caught fire and everyone in the street died of lung cancer. The grunts from a tea red Chevette. You bet. You bet. Yeah.
You know what? I think if I was asked what my favourite Pulp CD is, it's actually the bonus disc on the deluxe edition of His and Hers. Every single track just absolutely amazing. And this is one of the B-sides off Do You Remember the First Time? This is absolutely lovely. This is Street Lights.
Oh,